And here we are in the Santa Fe Baking Company, speaking of the arts, and my usual table mates are not able to come today, and the fabulous Nick Appalucci is at the station and is going to speak of the arts with us. I'm so glad you're here, Nick.
Fabulous. I'll see if I can earn that title respectively. Fabulous. I do feel fabulous. I'm chemically balanced and ready to roll. Let's do this.
That means you've had your caffeine.
You got it. I'm at the tea level right now. I haven't gone all the way yet to the dark side, but I'm about halfway.
Halfway to the dark side here on KSFR.
Heck yeah.
And so what do we have going on this weekend?
Well, you know, if you like bikes, this is the day. This is the afternoon. And the weather is great right now. I don't know. They say it might rain, but put that out of your mind right now. Don't worry about that. A little bit of rain never hurt anybody. It's Bike and Brew this afternoon at the Rail Yard Park. A great destination when you're on your bike. You know, pull up the Google Maps, explore it. All roads kind of lead to Rome on this one. They all kind of, all the trails head in that direction, so it's kind of a nice destination.
Bike and Brew, a classic combination.
I know, together at last. Finally.
Like radio and caffeine.
Right. That's right. One feeds into the other, perhaps. Now, they don't encourage actually, you know, consuming alcoholic beverages and operating a bicycle at the same time. This is just a culmination of two fun things together, really. And there's bicycling events going on. Really, the best way to learn about Bike and Brew is to go to OutsideSantaFe.com. Because it's quite the schedule. They've got guided rides, clinics, yoga, bicycle yoga, live music outdoors, and outdoor beer gardens.
Excellent.
And that's happening tonight. There's a free concert at 4 o'clock outside at the Rail Yard Park, as well as the beer garden itself. Now, the music's free, I believe, and then, of course, there's fees for other things. So that's kind of nice.
Excellent. Now, tonight we have a group called Upstart Crows of Santa Fe, a Shakespeare group of young actors ages 10 to 18 doing A Midsummer Night's Dream, and that's actually today, tomorrow, and Sunday. It's tonight and tomorrow at 7 and Sunday matinee at 2 at the Scottish Rite Temple, that very big pink building over on Paseo de Peralta. The number is 466-3533, and for more information, upstartcrowsofsantafe.org. You can also look on Facebook.
This is going to be embarrassing if it's wrong. Isn't A Midsummer Night's Dream with Puck?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Not too embarrassing. Embarrassing, I had to ask. Yeah, you can't miss the big temple. It's nice. It's pink. It's big. It's beautiful inside. Nice
place. Yeah, definitely. And I wanted to let people know also that Modern General, which is a new kind of store, they're doing Sunday afternoon kind of workshops. There's an event on this Sunday, May 17th, called Fearless Vegetable Gardening, Farmer Sizing. You will learn how to double dig a raised bed, direct seeding, and transplanting outdoors. It's at the Modern General of Santa Fe, 637 Cerrillos Road, and you can go to moderngeneralnm.com or call 930-5462.
Is direct seeding where you put the seeds right into the ground, or do you tell them what to do?
That is a really great question. I'm thinking you put on some music, tell them what to do, wave your baton, and conduct.
That's what I thought. This is a great event. That's very good. I hope we're doing them a good service by questioning that. Some of the other things going on at the Rail Yard Park, not just Bike and Brew, but it's also Bike to Work Week, I believe. And there's some kind of finale events going on this evening as well at the Rail Yard Plaza at 4 o'clock. It's the Santa Fe Fiesta Bicicleta.
Mm.
We've got all kinds of things going on. There's a kids' challenge course, a fun course for kids up to 12, located on the sidewalk in front of the Rail Yard offices. Again, go to railyardsantafe.com to get the full schedule, but a ton of things going on this afternoon. Sounds like everything kind of starts at 4, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Tomorrow at the Santa Fe Opera is the Opera Open House and Flater Market. Tours of the newly renovated backstage, a close-up look at the Daughter of the Regiment set, special ticket prices for the Daughter of the Regiment, a gold mine of flea market finds, and the newly renovated flea market. So that's all at the Santa Fe Opera. Let's see. There's a preview tonight from 5:30 to 7:30, And then the open house is tomorrow from 10 to 1, and the Flater Market is 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's always fun to see the set pieces and things out of context. Get to see them under different light, and then go see the show. And you could say, oh, I saw it, you know.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know how that works.
That's right. It looks so different from different angles. You know, they make that stuff to look a certain way from the seats. So when you see it out of that context, it's pretty cool. Speaking of art, the Santa Fe Artist Market joins the Farmers Market tomorrow morning. That's kind of an ongoing thing, and I don't know if this is the first weekend, but that definitely expands the event. So if you were going to the Farmers Market before, across the street now is the Artist Market. That starts, and that starts at 8 o'clock downtown at the Farmers Market, kind of across the street as part of the rail yard park itself.
Santa Fe Green Festival is happening tomorrow from 8 to 3 at El Museo at the Santa Fe Rail Yard. The latest in electric vehicles, green home building, design and home technology, renewable energy technologies, water conservation, all kinds of good things, organic foods, and fair trade art. For more information, 428-9123. You can also go to santafegreenchamber.org.
Nice.
Yeah.
This year's graduating BFA majors at IAIA are currently featured in an exhibit titled Future Tellers at the IAIA Museum, the museum downtown. And according to their website, these artists represent the future of Native art, charting a path for others to follow. And there's a closing reception tonight from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the museum downtown. For more information, go to IAIA.edu or call 505-983-1777.
NewMexicoWomen.org and GF Contemporary invite you to celebrate the creativity and resiliency of New Mexico women and girls at a fundraiser and reception. There will be a word from artist Roxanne Swensel, a poem read by Isabel Ribe, and handcrafted prizes from NewMexicoWomen.org grantees, much more. And that is Thursday of next week, the 21st of May, from 5:30 to 7:30 at GF Contemporary at 707 Canyon Road. For more information, NewMexicoWomen.org and 820-6860.
Nice. Speaking of Canyon Road, do you know that every Saturday morning, I've never gone, but I saw it in the PASA this morning, and I thought, well, there's an idea. 8 a.m. every Saturday morning, there's a free bird walk.
Oh, nice.
And I thought, that's cool because that's just the trails that go around the old reservoir that's not there anymore. You can see the remnants of it. You see birds you just don't see anywhere else in this area. They're in this preserve area where there's actual cattails. There's like a permanent pond right there. And so to have an expert walk you through and point things out and just sit and listen, that'd be pretty cool. So that's every Saturday morning, weather permitting, at the Randall Davy Audubon Center at the top of Canyon Road. Just keep going. It eventually turns to dirt. Weather permitting, check it out.
And don't bring your dogs.
Right. That'll ruin it.
I have an invitation from the Santa Fe Botanical Garden. They're opening an invitational sculpture exhibition called The Power of Place. And all sorts of artists like Kevin Box, Bill Barrett, Doug Coffin, David DiStefano, and DiStefano, and many, many, many others. That opens today, Friday, and it runs through the 1st of May, 2016. Many of the sculptures are in bronze, steel, and stone media, collaboration with lots of local galleries. All of the artists are masters. Definitely something to check up out on Museum Hill.
Nice. Beautiful area, too.
Yeah.
Everywhere is beautiful right now. It's cool. It's moist. There's humidity.
Yeah.
Love it. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Sorry, let me start this over.
Don't start. Don't do it.
Okay, I'll end with Ocious. It's Mary Poppins. Pandemonium Productions presents Disney's and Cameron McIntosh's family favorite, Mary Poppins, May 8, 9, 10, and 15, 16, 17 at the James A. Little Theater in Santa Fe. Fridays and Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 2.
Excellent.
Let me give you some tickets info here. 982-3327 for tickets and information, or visit pandemoniumprod.org.
New Mexico School for the Arts, NMSA, presents Art Spring 2015. Theater, dance, music, visual arts students are doing performances Thursday of next week at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and Friday May 22nd at 6 and 7:30, that's a gala celebration at the Lensic Performing Arts Center. And the El Dorado and the community, I don't know. What you should do is go to nmschoolforthearts.org to find out what is happening where and when, because I can't just figure it all quite out right now. If you want more information also, you can call 995-3857.
Sounds like one of those performance one place, reception another place.
Yeah, something things. Like that.
Yeah, yeah. So check out the performance, and then there's the big fundraiser.
Hey, should we do a ticket giveaway?
Ooh. Great.
Grammy winner Terrence Simeon and Zydeco Experience are at Skylight on Tuesday, May 19th at 7:30. And the winner gets a pair of tickets. So give a call right now. Nick will be standing by, 428-1382. And meanwhile, I want to let people know a few other things. There is a spaghetti dinner fundraiser with live music, dance, and an art sale for Gloria Serrano, who is a young person who is suffering from a serious illness, and it's for her medical expenses. Live music by Durango Band, Mexican folk dancing by Baile Español de Santa Fe, tango and salsa performance by David Cohen, Carolyn Stoklosa, Gina Romero, and Rachel Shreve. And that's all happening today from 6 to 10 at Santa Maria de la Paz Parish Hall. And for more information, you can call 577-1938.
And we got a winner.
Oh, we got a winner.
Nice work, Jim.
Excellent.
All right. We're all set with that. What else we got here?
You want some dogs?
I got one, and I'm still learning how to raise that one. It's a 2013 Terrier.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but what do you got?
Well, there is Marty's Meals has Saturday events every week, and they're a local dog food supplier, terrific dog food over there. And this Saturday at 11, from 11 to noon, there's a talk called There is Method in the Magic, an introduction to the Tellington Touch approach to animals, presented by Collie Dillon, owner of Amazing Dogs. It's free and open to the public, and it helps dogs and cats who have problems with touch, with temperature, with they're too cold, or they're biting, or whatever. This is a method that helps to really calm and balance your animals.
Is it like the Vulcan neck pinch?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Just drops them. Calm down. Stop it.
No, I think it's sort of more gentle than
that.
Yeah,
that's good. That sounds good. Go to the workshop.
Yeah, definitely.
The Dixon Community Players present Avenue Q. It's the puppet-dominated musical at the Los Alamos Little Theater. That's up in Los Alamos, 7:30 tonight and Saturday. And there are discounts available. Go to LALT.org or call 505-662-5493.
Tonight at Gig Performance Space, Suren Baronian and Taksim are playing at 7:30. Suren Baronian is an amazing artist. In fact, my friend and wonderful radio host David Barsamian wrote me a note saying, oh my God, you've got to go to this. He is fantastic. He plays clarinet, duduk, and kaval. And there's an oud player, a bass player, a dumbek player, and drums. So it's Middle Eastern improvisation. Suren is a person like David Barsamian of Armenian heritage. And it should be just a great, great show tonight at Gig Performance Space.
Did you talk about the El Dorado studio tour yet?
Go for it.
Cool. It's the 24th annual El Dorado studio tour. My autocomplete put ND after 24. The 24th annual El Dorado studio tour. This spring, our artists will open their studios on May 16th and 17th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. 89 artists will be showcasing work in a variety of media and genres, including painting, ceramic, drawing, glass, jewelry, art, photography, printmaking, sculpture, wood, and digital fiber, wearable, and recycled art. There's a website out there, or you could just Google El Dorado Studio Tour.
Most excellent. Here's the cat of the week.
Purr.
The time has come. Beckett is a very sweet and mellow kitty who will quickly adapt to new surroundings with a little extra love and attention. She's a big, beautiful lady with a short coat and calico markings, and she was born approximately 1997. If you're interested in adopting Beckett, please call 316-2281 for more information. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can go to fandfnm.org, and all of our animal rescue organizations do a terrific job.
97 was a good year for the feline.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, good year, good year. Good stuff came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 90s, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ongoing events, outside stuff here. Pecos, the Pecos National Historical Park. There's a series of three weekly tours that happen on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, from touring Civil War sites, Civil War of the West. There's a lot of van tours. Best way to learn about this is to give them a call or go to their website. Just Google Pecos National Historic Park. There are fees, but they're not too bad. And it's a guided tour of some of these historic parks around Pecos. So you get the experience of going out to Pecos and a little bit of Civil War history. It's pretty cool stuff.
You know, if that cat was born in 97, it'd be 18.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's a typo.
Right. I was going to say, that's impressive for a human year-age cat.
Yeah, that's older than... No, I don't know. But they've got great cats.
Yeah.
And that's probably a great cat.
Maybe it's a miracle cat.
Maybe it's a miracle cat.
And
I'm sure it's a good cat.
That's hard to find out.
This Sunday is the annual Montefiore Cemetery Cleanup. This has been sent by the New Mexico Jewish Historical Society. And make a weekend of the cemetery cleanup and Shabbaton. So, let's see. I guess it's a Shabbat. Here it is. It's a Shabbat held in scenic and historic Trinidad, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, people can call Judy at 505-348-4471. And if you're interested in attending, you can go from there.
Cool. There's a 5K, a half marathon and a 5K run up in Red River this weekend. It's, what do they say about it here? It's the mile rate, the 130, that can't be right, 131 mile race, is that right?
It could be,
5K.
Yeah.
Anyway, check it out at the redriver.org website or call 575-754-2366. I guess if you're going to do this, you knew about this already, but maybe a good reason to, you know, an excuse to go up to Red River and watch all the other people running around in circles.
Excellent. What do we have, Nick, in terms of movies?
Ooh, there's a lot going on. Let me flip to that page. Okay, yeah, lots of great stuff at the screen this weekend. Today and tomorrow at 12:20 p.m. this afternoon here at lunchtime, catch The Imitation of Life, where single mother Lana Turner loses her daughter at Coney Island, and she winds up finding equally husbandless African mother Juanita Moore and budding photographer John Gavin, gaining both a loyal domestic and faithful friend. So that's going on at 12:20. There's also Zero Motivation today at 3 o'clock and 7:35. It's a smash hit in Israel and winner of the Best Narrative Feature Film and the Tribeca Film Festival. Playing out like MASH meets Orange is the New Black.
Oh, my goodness.
That's great. And then today and tomorrow at 5:15 at the screen, it's about Ellie. It's from the Academy Award-winning director of A Separation comes this gripping mystery set among a group of old friends on a holiday retreat. Sounds like fun.
It's so funny, you know, describing movies at X, you know, like Casablanca meets Shrek. You know, like, what?
That's great. Now, there's a whole, you know, Shrek dipped into all the fairy tales, so... You know, one of those animated series could dip into classic Hollywood movies and bring them all together into one action-adventure animated with music.
Right.
That sounds good.
No, don't do it.
Oh, I won't. But...
Okay, let's talk about the Cinematheque at the CCA.
Oh, cool.
There is a documentary called I Am Big Bird. It's called one of the most charming documentaries in memory, a story about commitment, passion, and humor about a man in a fluffy yellow suit. And then there's another one. Comedian actor Kevin Pollak interviews dozens of colleagues trying to reveal the secrets of great comedy. Is it unhappiness? It's called Misery Loves Comedy. It's supposed to be terrific. And let's see. seize the rare chance to see Ken Burns' history-making The Civil War on the big screen for free in conjunction with Santa Fe Opera's Cold Mountain production this summer. They're going to be showing it on Saturday and Sunday in two parts.
I definitely want to check out that Big Bird movie.
Yeah, Big Bird, and then also, that, you know, there was a great movie a couple of years ago, a documentary about the guy who invented the Sesame Street character Elmo.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy was an African-American guy who, as a child, cut up his mother's fur coat and made a puppet. And his parents were so wonderful that they could see that he was, like, an awesome kid, but they did cut up the coat.
That was a rough start to a
dear.
Training.
And they were like, "Dear, before you do that again, ask us." But they didn't yell at him, and he became a great artist. Big Bird. Okay, here's another one at the CCA. Heaven Adores You. That's oh no, forget about it. That was yesterday. Misery Loves Comedy, and
there's Dior and I at the CCA.
Okay.
After John Galliano was fired for making an anti-Semitic rant, Christian Dior hired Raf Simons, a non-French-speaking Belgian with no experience with hand-sewn hot culture. And that's going on tonight at 5.
Anti-Semitic?
Yeah. Fired for... It's a longer explanation. Go to the CCA.org. They'll explain it for you.
Seymour is Ethan Hawke's loving biography of the reclusive New York concert pianist turned piano teacher, Seymour Bernstein. That goes on at the CCA. And let's see, a movie coming next week, keep this in mind, is called Slow West, but we'll be talking about that more next week. Lots of good stuff at the CCA and at the screen, and if I can find it, I'm going to look for the Jean Cocteau in just a moment.
Jean Cocteau's got that new remake of Mad Max.
Oh, tell us.
Yeah, let me see if I can look that for the times here. Here it is. Yeah, the ad in Pasta is great. It's just this tower of burning cars and towers, and that ought to be a lot of fun with Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron. It's going to be at the Jean Cocteau today at 2 o'clock, 4:30, 7:30, and 10 o'clock. And then Saturday, tomorrow, 2 o'clock, 4:30, 7:30, and 10 o'clock. Call them. Call the Jean Cocteau. 466-5528.
Most excellent. And there's also, I think there's an art show going on all over there, so you should definitely check that out as well. It looks like it's getting to be about time to go.
About 2 minutes to go.
Yeah. You got anything else for us?
Yeah, I got something here. Christy, you like stand-up?
I love stand-up. If it's good. If it's bad, I want to throw tomatoes.
Well, I think you have that option always, or just to leave. Christine Little, she's an Indiana native utilizing her education in psychology.
Nice.
That's at Bonkers Comedy Club. That's Bonkerz on 139 West San Francisco Street tonight at 8 o'clock.
Bonkers. Most excellent. All right, well, I think it's a good time to start wrapping up. And I want to say, Nick Iapolucci, you have earned your title of Nick the Fabulous.
With a capital F.
With a capital S. Nick Iapolucci is a
sitting
terrific...
Here.
He's a KSFR man of all trades and great guy. Thank you so much for speaking of the arts. And Robert Knott will actually be with us next week speaking of the arts.